The story of Dior is that of Christian Dior. It is also the story of his successors. In their time, their moment, their Dior age. Episode 6, The Dior Age of Maria Grazia Chiuri. The designer of dreams. That was Christian Dior, being celebrated at the Musée des Arts Décoratifs in Paris in 2017. A story spanning 70 years and 7 talents to date, from Christian Dior to Maria Grazia Chiuri.
Sometimes people believe that Dior is only Monsieur Dior. I can't think it's possible to think in this way, because Dior is about a brand that is 70 years, and there was incredible artist that worked in Dior house. There was Saint Laurent, but Marc Bohan, that Gianfranco Ferrer, don't forget it, because I remember so well, like Italian designer. John Galliano, for my generation, John Galliano in Dior is the reference, but also Raf Simons and also Slimane.
Maria Grazia Chiuri did what had never been done before. She quoted each of her predecessors. Without them, there is no story. And with her came an unprecedented new one. For the first time, a woman was presiding over the direction of the House of Dior. Dior, the ideal of femininity, which until then had been helmed only by men, infusing a masculine tone into such a feminine vocabulary. The woman who arrived is Italian. She was 52 years old, with a husband and 2 grown children. An active, modern woman. Her name is Maria Grazia Chiuri. And her story at Dior started on July the 8th, 2016, the date of her appointment as creative director of the house's women's collections. She would present her first collection on September the 30th. In the meantime, came summer. It's commonly accepted that all first collections are obliged to have a certain sense of urgency. The urgency in this highly anticipated debut was focused on the ready-to-wear ateliers, not the haute couture ones for a change. That this new chapter was beginning with a ready-to-wear collection suited her, because she had a message to convey. A message that she would print on a t-shirt. We should all be feminists. It was a phrase that originated with the writer Chimamanda Ngozi Adichie.
Started with a letter from Maria Grazia. A proper, handwritten, beautifully composed letter about how she had read my work. And then she said she wanted to use the title of my talk, We Should All Be Feminists.
The message possessed the power to surprise here at Dior, long a focal point for femininity, especially since that femininity is intrinsically associated with the legendary barred jacket, the epitome of Monsieur Dior's New Look manifesto of 1947, and yet quite far removed from contemporary considerations. Times had changed, and women had too. That's why Maria Grazia reviewed and updated it. Still refined, but much more relaxed. Like Dior today. Tommaso Binga, the provocative Italian artist, was invited to read a poem to open a fashion show. That collection, for autumn-winter 2019, included a t-shirt bearing the words Sisterhood Global, the title of a book by Robin Morgan, the American feminist theorist. Perfect for pairing with a flaring tulle skirt. What Maria Grazia suggests, women snap up. The Italian designer has a clear and effective stylistic vocabulary in ready-to-wear as in haute couture, her haute couture, which she wants to wear. To embrace it is to validate its real-world applications. There are ensembles for the day and dresses for the evening. Careful considerations that yet keep the dreamlike allure intact.
I really believe in haute couture because I think it's an important element of our heritage, especially for Dior.
Savoir-faire is at the heart of haute couture, the so-called refuge of the marvelous that she discovered as a child while she watched her mother, Maria Pia, at work. Her mother, her role model, was a seamstress in an atelier in Rome, the cradle of alta moda, before opening her own boutique. Maria Grazia observed her closely, absorbing everything. Fashion, it seemed, was proving more and more fascinating.
Fashion is my passion. I really start to work in fashion because in my idea, it is an expression of freedom.
After high school, Maria Grazia enrolled at the Istituto Europeo di Design in Rome. Her first job was at Fendi, where she created handbag lines. The year was 1987. In 1999, she joined the house of Valentino, where she was in charge of the accessories, alongside Pier Paolo Piccioli, whom she had met when they were students. Valentino would be home for 17 years, eight of which were spent as joint creative director with Pier Paolo. Now Maria Grazia was designing clothes with as much ease as accessories. This didn't escape the notice of Sidney Toledano, the then CEO of Christian Dior Couture. He approached her with an offer to take over the creative direction. An undeniably incredible offer, but over which she hesitated, as accepting it meant leaving her family, Rome, Italy. Her daughter, Rochelle, encouraged her to say yes, that it was now or never. That was 2016, and seems like almost yesterday. Dior shows were being held on all continents. Dior was constantly travelling and unstoppable, even when the world stopped for a while.
This pandemic crisis changed our personal life and also our way to work. I immediately believed that it was important to create a new way to work in haute couture. So immediately for me was evident that the film is a way that you can create a dream.
At 70 years old, Dior was on full power. The Christian Dior Designer of Dreams exhibition went on to London, Melbourne, Shanghai, New York and Tokyo. The themes were the same, the new look and new looks, the main lines of Christian Dior, flowers, gardens, perfumes, travels, Paris, ateliers, excellence, flamboyance, the magnificent Dior Ball, all glittering beneath a golden rain. J'adore! The dresses worn by Charlize Theron in that fragrances adverts recalled her rich adventures. The dresses of Grace Kelly, Diana, Princess of Wales, Rihanna and Jennifer Lawrence conveyed the star wattage of Dior. But the real stars here were the dresses themselves. Sweeping gowns, gowns for glamorous soirees, gala dresses, magical dresses. The Junon dress of 1949 shared the spotlight with the new Junon from 2017. Maria Grazia Chiuri had liberally interpreted Monsieur Dior's design in tulle without the sequins. Maria Grazia Chiuri has not only been drawn to the strong symbols of Dior through the ages, she is also attached to the symbolism prized by Monsieur Dior, recounting this Dior myth in her own distinct way, reading the future in tarot cards brought to life. Amazing animals, flowers, clouds, suns, stars, the Dior star, all magical, dreamlike, fantastic. While Maria Grazia Chiuri willingly revisits the stylistic codes of the House of Dior, she does so without fetishism or nostalgia. Dreams and desires are retooled for their time. The priorities of those living in the present have changed. So what does it mean to dress women at Dior today? How does one move past the stereotypical vision of femininity represented by the new look? How do femininity and feminism combine in the here and now?
I was super happy when I arrived in Dior to call all women photographers for Dior campaign because I think women has different approach. They consider women like a subject, not like an object. I think that women has to start to see themselves with AI.
Maria Grazia Chiuri continues her praise of feminism and finds common cause with artists such as Judy Chicago, a pioneer of feminist art in the United States and far beyond. With her, the scenography conceived for a show became an art installation in its own right. The female divine, located in the gardens of the Musée Rodin, among the figures of men sculpted by Auguste Rodin. As the models in this spring-summer 2020 Haute Couture show strode out with the magnetism of the goddess who had inspired Maria Grazia, Judy Chicago's questioning of male domination provided the backdrop to each look. Phrases embroidered on banners alluded to the status of women. What if women rule the world?
These arguments are very important for me. I think that my point of view for Dior was to show like this idea of femininity was completely different. Also because I think it's very important to explain very well the relationship that there is between clothes and body and identity and culture. So in some way, I can understand that is not the traditional way to work. But I really believe that we have to change this point of view in fashion.
Dior gives women a certain power. Christian Dior adored women and admirably elevated femininity in his time. His new look was the shining beacon. The femme fleur have lost none of their splendor under Maria Grazia Chiuri. Without breaking with all that Dior denotes, she has succeeded in bringing a sense of simplicity and energy to fashion that speaks to young people. Many share her same values of social commitment and desire to transform the world. With Dior, she gives women armor, armor that protects them and gives them power, the power of fearless femininity.
This podcast was brought to you by Maison Dior. Discover the world the house encompasses, from haute couture collections to perfumes, by subscribing to the Dior podcasts, available on all audio streaming platforms.